lot of the children away, but for the children who are still here, let's continue then as we go through the Bible, boys and girls. So if you all sit up then very carefully, and you remember last time we began to speak about that man, Abraham. And that's early on in the Bible, in the 11th chapter of the book of Genesis, that the Bible begins to tell us about Abraham and about all the things that Abraham said and Abraham did. Now, you remember the great lesson that we're to learn from the life of Abraham, and it is that we're to believe God and trust God and have faith in God. The great thing about Abraham is this, that Abraham believed what God said. And you remember how we saw that right at the start when God called Abraham from that town called Ur in the country of the Chaldeans. Then Abraham immediately responded. He listened to what God said and he did what God said. Well, God told them then to come out of that place and to go into a land that he would show them. And so Abraham began his journey, and as Abraham went on his journey, then God told him, in fact, where he was to go. And it was into a land called the land of Canaan. And the very first thing that Abraham did when he got into the land of Canaan, he built an altar unto the Lord God, and he began to worship God. Now you see again, boys and girls, you remember Noah? When Noah came out of the ark after the flood, the first thing that Noah did was this. He built an altar and he worshipped God. You remember Cain and Abel? You remember how Abel worshipped God in the way that God said. And that's another great lesson of the Bible that we're never to forget, that the one way to worship God is the way that God tells us to worship him. And for us, that means that we have to worship him through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and by faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. So Abraham then came into the land of Canaan as God had told him to come. Very first thing that he did, he built this altar. And when he built this altar, the Bible says, then he worshipped the Lord his God. Now you remember something else that we said about Abraham? We said that although he was a great man, that he believed God many, many, many times in his life. At the same time, we said Abraham wasn't a perfect man, because there is no perfect man or no perfect woman in all this world except one person who was ever perfect, who lived in this world, and that, of course, was our Lord Jesus Christ. Only Christ alone is perfect. The Bible says that Jesus did no sin, and he knew no sin. He was holy, he was harmless, he was undefiled. The Bible says all have sinned, and only Jesus alone never sinned in all his life when he was in this world, because, of course, he was the Son of God, and he was God the Son. And so though Abraham was a great man, he wasn't sinless, he wasn't perfect. And in fact, the Bible then tells us that Abraham did something that was really a sin before God, but God was gracious to him. Now here's what happened. A great famine came in the land of Canaan. There was no food, nothing grew, and people were very, very hungry. Abraham heard that there was food in the land of Egypt. So he said to his wife Sarah and to his other family, we're going to go to Egypt because there's food in Egypt and we'll get food in Egypt. So they started on their journey to go to Egypt. Now as they got near Egypt, Abraham began to think to himself, now my wife Sarah is a very beautiful woman, and when we get to Egypt, the king of Egypt, the Pharaoh, he might want to take my wife from me. And so he said to Sarah, when we get near Egypt and into Egypt, you say to the king of Egypt that you're really my sister. He was frightened, you see, of what might happen, that the king of Egypt would kill him. So he said, you just say that you're my sister. In other words, boys and girls, Abraham told a lie, or wanted Sarah to tell a lie. God, of course, came, and God was very gracious. And what might have been a very, very bad thing, God overruled in that. God changed that. And so they were saved from what might have been a very bad situation. And then God brought them out of Egypt again. And here's the interesting thing, boys and girls. When God brought Abraham out of Egypt again, Abraham, the Bible tells us this very carefully, he came back the whole way that he had gone into Egypt. He came back the same route, the same road, the same path, and he came right back until he came back to, where do you think he came back to? He came back to the altar, it says. He came back to the altar, the Bible tells us, that he had made at the first at Bethel, that place that we were singing about in our hymn. And when he came to the altar at Bethel, then he began to worship God again. And you see the lesson, boys and girls, that when we do wrong, as we do sin, each and every one of us, the best thing of all to do is to get back to that place where we can worship God. And for us, that means that we get back to believing in Jesus Christ and trusting in Jesus Christ and asking God to bless us for Jesus' sake. So that's what Abraham did, and you see, he was faithful. He did trust in God still, because although he had sinned, for all of us sin, but although he had sinned, he knew where he could get forgiveness for his sin again. And so he came back to the altar that he had built at the first, says the Bible, and there he worshipped the Lord his God. Next time we'll see another great thing that Abraham did, because remember, the life of Abraham is in the Bible for us so that we might learn how to please God. And the Bible says that the way we please God is by having faith in him, by believing him, by trusting in him. It says, without faith, it isn't possible to please God. And so the life of Abraham tells us how we can please God as well, by believing in him and having faith in him. So remember that. Next time we'll go on with the life of Abraham.